RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joe Batonio, Browns guard for now. That sounded very personal. I just meant that he might be retiring. Thank you very much. Talking about where Shedeur Sanders has evolved since taking over as starter. And I know that Shedeur fans, the supporters, don't want to hear this because they feel like Shedeur was already this guy and he just needed experience. And I get that. The things that Joel's talking about there are the reasons why the Browns claim they didn't give Shedeur a chance earlier in the season and in camp and everything. And I also think it happens to be the thing that, whether it's Stefanski or the next head coach, I think the next head coach is going to watch Shedeur on film and go, oh, he's doing the thing we said he wasn't ready to do, or at least he's close to that. I can get him where he needs to go.
I mean, I hope the next head coach says that. The idea that he's getting better, I mean, we can't discount that or discredit that. He is getting better. But also, I don't know, when I hear Joe Batonio talk about it, there is some sense of, like, yeah, this is what you'd expect out of a lot of guys. We just haven't seen it lately. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of guys they throw out there. Like, Dylan Gabriel, I didn't think was getting better at some of the stuff Joel was talking about week in, week out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, it was how they talked about Dylan and Shedeur were as if they were polar opposites, right? Dylan's mastered the ins and outs of getting out of the huddle and making his pre-draft checks and reads and sliding the protection, and Shador's not ready. The problem is, those are the things I think you can coach into a player.
Right.
And the thing you cannot coach into a player is, hey, I'm going to make this 30-yard throw.
And one is way more valuable to me than the other. You know, like, I mean, making the 30-yard throw is something that you can't teach that for people. That's not something that can, all of a sudden, a couple film sessions, all of a sudden, Dylan Gabriel's got that in his bag. Like, it's not how it works. And so, I don't want to discredit the idea that so many people just think that this is a, the obvious thing that was always going to happen because rookies are supposed to get better as weeks go on and supposed to show this and show that. No. This is important that he was able to not only showcase what he could do, but showcase what they wanted him to do too. That there's a coachability attached to that.
And how soon he was able to do it.
Yes. Like, yeah, picks up on it so easily.
Like this was the whole, he shouldn't play this year, he's a project. Guys, if he can do this in these six games, think of where you would have been able to get him with the same opportunities afforded to Dylan Gabriel earlier this year.
Which is funny, because I don't think that's why it was not an accident that ahead of the Raiders game, he was even wondering aloud, what would happen if I had a full off season? If I had a full off season to do this and to do that? Because I think he knows it as well. He's a quick learner. He's very coachable, and he's going to be able to figure some things out.
So we threw out the names, Geno Smith, some cross between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins in terms of what I think as of today. And Shedeur, by the way, guys, ceilings are imperfect. Shedeur could prove me wrong. Shedeur could be better than the quarterbacks I'm talking about. He could be worse than the quarterbacks. But so far in what I see, I think some cross between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins, and I think you can have a good 5 to 10 year run with that kind of quarterback and build into the next level of success where you can sustain success. Where the Browns, I think, they just pulled the plug on the Baker thing too early is, okay, we got an 11-win season, now we need to win a Super Bowl. It's like, I love that mentality. That eagerness is something mm-hmm. that is commendable as opposed to maybe never taking your shot. Yeah, but you were coming off being the worst organization in football, but even before the Haslams got here. So you just need to stabilize this thing and win a bunch of games and truly change the culture in that building. That only happens if you're consistently in the playoff peripheral, right? So I think Shedeur at the very least can do that. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence. I think it was Grass and Bass on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat.
Get him tested too.
Yeah, he's definitely not in the Jeff Phelps, Peter Lynn. On 92.3 The P's,
92-3 the P's.
Yeah, because Peterlin and Phelps.
Jeez.
What? Because your names both have.
Yeah.
What about 92-3 the JP's?
Oh, I'm glad you said. I thought you were going to say 92-3 the PP's, is what I thought you were going
to
say.
Do you want to be the 92-3 the PP's?
No, but 92-3 the JP's wasn't bad. That one wasn't
giving him
bad.
Ideas.
That wasn't bad at all.
Glad you didn't hit the Powerball a week ago.
That wasn't bad at all.
Just some yokel in Arkansas.
No, there's no flow to it. It sucks.
Grass and Bass saying Brock Purdy. He needs to be Brock Purdy.
That's great. Brock Purdy can look at what Brock Purdy just did on Sunday night against Chicago. Look at what he's doing right now. Like it's a funny thing that Grass and Bass says that, because I was thinking about that earlier today. That idea. I think Brock Purdy won. We talk about winning the lottery. I think he won the football lottery. I think being with Shanahan and being in the setup that he has, I think there's so many things that have made that right. But on Sunday night, they won that game because of Purdy. Like, he did a lot of things that people over the recent couple years suggested that he couldn't be the reason why they're actually winning these games. And if that's who Shador ends up being, by the way, an EPA darling. Purdy's led EPA for how many years out of the previous three? He's always at the top right of those composites that pop up, whether you do any advanced analytics. Like, if you're Purdy, there's nothing to be shamed about being Brock Purdy.
And what I think is interesting, even though I think Brock is more limited than the quarterbacks I talked about, like I think Cousins and Geno Smith at their zenith are better quarterbacks than Brock Purdy is. Like, physically, I'm talking. All this being said, put the tape on from Brock today and put him back from where he was as a rookie. And again, he walked into the perfect situation. He had Debo. He had Kyle Shanahan and Kittle. And at that point, that offensive line was still screaming and the defense was great, right? So he walked into the best scenario. Shador probably walked into the worst scenario you could with 7 games to go in the season. But the stats might look similar from those 7 games for Brock to now. The tape looks different. He has evolved as a quarterback, and I think that, to me, that's that one thing, one feather in the cap I will give Brock Purdy is that dude's maxed out his talent on every level, and I think he's a better quarterback now than he was as a rookie. That's all I want for Shador.
Well, he's also played in a Super Bowl and 2 NFC title games. So if you tell me he becomes Brock Purdy and we're playing in a Super Bowl and 2 AFC title games, who's got a problem with that?
Well, but I think this is the thing, that when you have proper support around.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we can debate whether Kevin's the proper support head coach or Tommy Reese's and Bill Musgrave and... he does need better receivers and he does need a better offensive line. They need to keep that defense where it is right now. All of these things, we can all have a conversation about how you do that. But if you're a guy in that scenario, like Brock Purdy in other scenarios, doesn't grow to be the guy he is today and probably doesn't play the way he did in those first 7 games in that Super Bowl run because he's not surrounded by things. The more you play in a good environment, the better you do grow into being as a quarterback, the better chance you have at maximizing your talent.
Right.
I think it's ironic because Baker still had a lot of turnover with injuries and coordinators. I don't think it's a coincidence that Baker just playing within the same system, even with different play callers, but with Mike Evans, with Godwin, with at points a good offensive line, with the same head coach, I don't think it's a coincidence Baker has, I know it's a bad time to say anything nice about Baker, but been a really good quarterback in the 3 years in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and this is the environmental side of quarterbacking that we just don't talk enough about, or we don't really want to discuss because we think everyone's built like Josh Allen is right now, where he has to be Superman and put on the cape every single week, and if not, they're just going to struggle. Or what Patrick Mahomes has had to be in the past couple years. The reality is that if you're not Mahomes, if you're not Allen, if you're not even Lamar or Joe Burrow, you need some help, and even Joe Burrow needs help. Like some of these guys need help consistently.
Your boy Cornlito saying Brock can read defenses.
Drop those corns.
You take that from Cornlito?
Is Cornlito talking crap? Is that what that is?
He's not a Shador guy. Does not believe in him.
Really?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
By the way,
surprising news you've told me all year.
Did you miss Shador reading the linebackers in Pittsburgh this last week and throwing the perfect back shoulder throw?
He was changing coverages. He was doing all sorts of stuff.
This is where the commentary on players can be really, really frustrating. Because if you actually watch Shador, there's real legitimate growth in the pocket and with reading defenses. Is he perfect to this point? No, there's still guys open. I watched Matt Stafford leave guys open yesterday.
Well, one of the main criticisms that I thought Romo had of Shador in this weekend was the idea that when he was reading the defenses, sometimes he was reading the wrong side of the field first, right? Mm-hmm. He was going to the left side instead of the right side.
And then that was jacking up his feet.
And things happen better when you go to the right side first and you work your way that way, like the opposite of reading a book, right? But the start of that, though, is what? Is the idea that he's reading these defenses and he's able to do so. It's just he's got to pick out the right side first, but he'll get there. That's fine.
Well, but again, like that backside throw, I can't remember. Was it Bond? I think it was Bond, but he was throwing over the linebackers who had set in the middle of the field. He was not doing that 3 weeks ago. And I think that's where, like, oh, he can't read defenses. Cool. You haven't watched him play in 3 weeks then. Because there are evidences. And that's, like, I know nobody wants to hear this because this gets called a silver lining, and I think it's so disingenuous when we do this. Or maybe it just speaks to your ignorance. There was no way this kid was going to come out and light the football world up with where the offense was when he took over, the time of year he took over, the way the franchise has been going the last 2 years. The best you were going to get was glimpses. The best you were going to get is, do I see growth? Do I?
When you make that case, people just say you're making excuses.
No, 100. But again, they're wrong.
Drives me insane.
What growth portrays in a small sample size, and I know this is tough for people to hear. 7 games is a small sample size, guys. You were never going to get the definitive. The only thing you get with 7 games is a definitive no. If it's anything other than a definitive no, then it becomes beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Because 7 games just isn't enough to say franchise quarterback, not. 3 years for some guys, for first round picks, number one picks. Are we year 5 with Trevor Lawrence? And now people think he might be a franchise. He's still not great, by the way. He's still okay.
I like Trevor Lawrence.
But he's okay. But I think he was a prodigal son, and they kind of just turned out to be okay. That's fine.
They've won. I don't want to get in a fight with Trevor Lawrence with you now.
Double digit wins.
But,
Like you are
4,000 yards passing.
Because if you see growth in a bad situation in a small sample size, you can start to do things of get him a number one wide receiver, get him his Jamar Chase, get him his Trent Williams, and then talk to me later. You can do that, and it's not excuses, it's not wishes, hope, and dreams, it's not cope, it's not whatever the hell you want to say it. This is how the NFL operates with every quarterback that they throw out there. Every starting quarterback is evaluated. Am I seeing growth?
The difference is now is that because you bring up like Lawrence having 5 years to basically try to figure it out, and he's had success along the way here and there. But the reality is that they don't give you 5 years now. No. They don't give you even 3 years. That used to be the standard. The standard was always 3 years. Now the common thought across the NFL is by Thanksgiving of year 2, they know what you are as a quarterback.
Yep.
Like these things, they move these things up. Whether it's a fifth rounder or a first rounder, they move these things up like crazy. Doesn't matter who you are.
And by the way, I saw Dylan Gabriel in 6 games not get any better in his performance. He still was leaving guys the same kind of plays. He was missing in the Miami game where I hammered him 4.
Yeah.
He was missing in that last game.
But you mentioned glimpses, though, and I think it's important to talk about because, like Cam Ward, for instance, the Titans fans are thrilled. Why? He had that one throw on Sunday where he left his feet, and he almost looks like Derek Jeter diving in the hole and then trying to make a throw. It was Mahomes-esque is what it was. It's a play that Mahomes makes consistently that nobody else across the NFL seems to. And that play alone, it had Titans fans losing their mind. You know, you're going for the glimpses. At this part, that's all you really get to latch onto and hang on to. And you can shove the EPA and all the interceptions and everything else. Just shove it in the corner for a second, play for the glimpses, and then build off of that.
Also, just one more time. I'm saying he can be across his ceiling, as of right now, somewhere between Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins. If you think that's Glaze, whew, I don't think you've had a glazed ham before. I'm just gonna say, if you think that's glazed,
you need to stop to Krispy Kreme. Is that what you're saying? Get some glaze.
I would say more Krispy Kreme. I would say the only way out is through. I
haven't had one in a while.
You haven't lived.
I mean, it's been a long while. We used to live off Krispy Kreme.
Anybody
it's
out
been
there
want to
bring in 12? I would like 6 angel food cake, the chocolate donuts, and then 6 glazed, and let them be hot. And let them just
I was
going to
say hot take on that. If somebody brought it in, I don't think I would touch it. Not because of the dieting side of things. Krispy Kremes are great for like a 5-minute window. You got 5 minutes to play with Krispy Kremes. Then they're not as warm. They lose the essence. They lose their Krispy Kreme-ness.
I think you've lost your essence. How dare you? John Fanta, NBC Sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.